Okay, looks like we're on the record now. Good morning. I'm Susan Drummond, the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today is Thursday, August 9th, 2018, approximately 9 a.m. We have two items on the agenda today. The first is the Olson Shoreline variance. The second is oral argument on motions to dismiss for the Wirtz administrative appeal. For those of you who are here for the second matter, I don't think the first will take that long. I'm guessing maybe 20 minutes, although it's hard to say. If you need to go out in the hallway, we will take a recess before we reconvene on and hear the second matter. So feel free to do that. With regard to the first matter, the order of procedure on this, we will have a summary first of the proposal from the planning department. And then the applicant may elaborate and present on the proposal, and then we'll open this up for public comment. The applicant will then have an opportunity to address any questions or concerns that arise. Planning department may have further clarification, and I may have questions throughout. So I think with that, we will go ahead and get started with the shoreline variance. Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, I am Kathleen Barnhart. I am a senior environmental planner here with Kitsap County's Department of Community Development.
Can you swear to tell the truth this morning?
Yes.
Thank you.
So I'd like to start by saying that Exhibit 19 staff presentation has been updated, and I would like to admit that into the record at this time.
Okay. And I have just I have reviewed the staff report and the exhibits. And I think it's actually the staff, the PowerPoint would be, which is the presentation, that's Exhibit 20. I think 19 is the certificate of public notice, if I got that correct.
There may have been switched between the JARPA and the staff report, yeah.
Okay, so, all the Exhibits 1 through 20 are admitted.
And just a point of correction, too, to the staff report, there was a minor formatting error in which the page number merged with the date. So the page number is first, and I apologize for any confusion on that.
I saw that, no worries.
So the property was purchased by the current owner in approximately 2013. According to the applicant and supported through Kitsap County tax records, a fire destroyed the previous existing home about 5 years ago. The foundation does remain and will be demolished as part of this proposal. The shoreline variance, however, is required due to the amount of time which has passed between the home that was destroyed and the application to subsequently rebuild. Therefore, the proposal has to be reviewed as new and not a replacement. In the presentation on the first, the second slide there is the existing foundation that was outlined in red. And on the next is the proposal as it sits today. You'll note that the proposal is actually a little further landward than the existing. So the parcel has a shoreline designation of Rural Conservancy, which has a standard buffer of 130 feet from ordinary high water mark. The proposed is at approximately 60 feet from ordinary high water mark, which is entirely below the Rural Conservancy reduced shoreline buffer of 100 feet from ordinary high water mark. And this is primarily due to the physical constraints to the site, which I will speak about in a moment. The most of the new structure will be over existing impervious and disturbed surfaces and not require mitigation. So I mentioned the site being physically constrained, and that's due to topography. The property does drop off immediately from Crescent Valley Road Southeast. The only other level portion of the site is between Crescent Valley Road Southeast and the proposed structure. However, this location has been determined to be the best site, primarily due to the soil types for the primary and reserve septic drain fields. The existing footprint then is really the only reasonable building site on the parcel, and the applicants have demonstrated this. The slight change in the foundation location is due to the recommendations from the geotechnical engineer and is also a minimization effort for meeting no net loss. The impact from this proposal is 600 square feet. However, there will be 150 square feet removed, resulting in a net impervious surface impact of 450 square feet. The majority of the impacted area will be landward of the existing footprint, as previously mentioned. The Olsons also own the subject, they own the subject parcel, but also the vacant parcel to the north. This variance proposal addresses only the southern parcel. However, the mitigation will take place primarily on the northern parcel. This proposal will provide 900 square feet of the identified 1,470 square feet of mitigation, which is a 2-to-1 mitigation ratio. Staff have recommended a notice to title be conditioned for the northern parcel for the maintenance of this off-site mitigation. The remaining 570 square feet is intended to be mitigation for a future residence on the northern parcel. And Kitsap County Code Title 22, Shoreline Master Program, this planting can be utilized as mitigation for up to 5 years after the planting is completed and inspected. So staff have reviewed the proposal and recommended approval of the requested shoreline variance. I'm happy to answer any questions at this time. The applicant and their representative are also present here.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. I do not have any questions right now. So the applicant is here. Was there anything you wanted to add to staff's presentation? Actually, if you could step forward just briefly. Yeah, otherwise we won't be able to capture what you say.
I don't really have much to say. This has been a long...
Let me get your name.
Yeah, Greg Olson.
And you swear to tell the truth.
I do.
Great, thank you.
I do. It's been a long process to jump through all the hoops we needed to with the topography, with the fisheries, the biological reports, all that. And we do appreciate the care that the county has put into the variance report, and we're excited to build. We hope we get the approval to do so.
Do you have any questions on the staff report or the conditions that are in
there? No, they're all fine. We agree to all of them.
Okay, thank you. All right, we will open this up now to public comment. Was there anyone on the sign-up sheet? I didn't think I saw anyone, but while we're getting that, is there anyone out there who wished to testify on this proposal? Yes, you may step forward. Yeah, if you could step forward to the microphone so we can capture what you say.
I'm a next-door neighbor, Helen Willis.
And you swear to tell the truth this morning?
I do.
Thank you.
I have had concerns about this property for many, many years. The house in 2013, when the Olsons bought the property, there was no house there, just totally demolished, rotted wood, and then the cement block structure of a foundation. The house was never built. It was just framed in, and then the people died, and the folks, and then the property just demolished, slowly rotted, and there wasn't that much wood. So then they burned.
This was after the fire or before?
No, they burned then the wood after they bought the property. Then they burned. Than the rotted left of what was left of the rotted wood and the blackberries that covered the foundation. So it was never a house that was built there. So I have two concerns. One, I had the property resurveyed last summer because of the property line dispute. Survey said we bought the property in 1957, and so the surveyor that I hired from Bremerton said that Steve Otmer said that my old title to that property line it still prevails. So there's a dispute for 6 inches, which makes a difference between one little corner apparently with the slanted angle of the property line. So I don't want to lose my property line just because of that angle to come right that close to my property line, if not one angle of a roof on our house. So that's my biggest concern. And then my other concern is this 60 feet variance, is that going to push the house forward towards the water? And how much, I didn't catch how much they're going to remove. Is the two-level house going to be a basement daylight that would be then going down into the property, or is it on the level, the foundation going to be on the level of that foundation that's going to be, the application says, to be removed and replaced, and then moved where? So I think the only room they have is to move it forward toward the water, and there's not much room. And then on top of it all, below them is a boathouse that's moved over. It's just been continually moving, and there's hardly a roof left, barely a floor left, and the sides are splitting and moving forward and towards me. And I'm wondering how that involves this building of their property with that 60-foot variance. So those are my big concerns.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just a clarification. I don't address boundary line locations within the criteria that I am required to look at,
okay.
But the applicant can address your latter question if they wish to do so. Thank you. Was there anyone on the sign-up sheet, Ms. Wilson? No. Okay. Is there anyone else here in the public who wished to testify? Okay. Let the record reflect that there is not anyone else here who wishes to provide testimony. Did the planning department have any questions or follow-up on this? And also, if the applicant wanted to address anything, you would have the opportunity to do so.
Just a couple points.
And state again your name for the record.
Kathleen Barnhart.
Thank you, and you remain under oath.
Thank you. The boathouse is not part of this proposal, first of all. The home is proposed to be a two-story home. It is going to be located actually away from the shoreline from the existing foundation. And regardless of the fire or not, the site is still very physically constrained by topography and would still meet the variance criteria under Kitsap County Code.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And is there anything else the applicant wish to add? Okay. I will be issuing a decision on this within 10 business days. Then after I issue the decision, that is forwarded to Ecology, and then they make the final decision. I think that is all I have on this. So we'll close the hearing with respect to matter one, and then we'll move to the second matter, which is oral argument. But let's take a short recess. We may need to reconfigure the room a bit and make sure everyone's here. Thank you.